This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, a new report issued this week shows the dicamba damage footprint is still growing. Both the number of investigations and damaged acres are climbing, especially in the Midwest. Kevin Bradley, a plant science professor at the University of Missouri, compiled the data, and it shows complaints of off-site dicamba movement now cover 21 states, stretching from North Dakota to Georgia. Through State Departments of Ag surveys, at least 2,242 official investigations have taken place through August 10th. Estimates from state weed extension experts show suspected dicamba damage totals 3.1 million acres, an area about the size of the state of Connecticut. The number of investigations across the country has grown exponentially as well. The report issued just 3 weeks earlier showed just over 1,400 investigations across roughly 2.5 million acres. Bradley says the ultimate effect any dicamba damage will have on yields and farmer profits will be difficult to guess until harvest season. In other news, the Illinois Wheat Association is hosting their summer forum next week Tuesday in Oakville. The forum will be held at the American Legion Hall, and all registration is on site and starts at 8 a.m. The first speaker starts at 9 and the day ends at 3 o'clock. And lunch is included. Speakers will talk about everything from agronomy recommendations for wheat, current market conditions, some of the latest research findings about wheat, and the wheat yield contest winners will be announced. And again, there is no pre-registration. The forum will be held next week, Tuesday, August 22nd, at the American Legion Hall in Oakville, starting at 8 a.m. Well, the state fair is still going strong, and some local exhibitors had good luck in the mule classes. I had a chance to catch up with Ed Murphy of Murphy's Mules on Tuesday at the fair, and he said they're taking home some blue ribbons.
We've been going really good. We started a season out going to Monroe County, which we always enjoy going down there to Waterloo. And then we was home a week or so, and then we loaded up to go to one of our favorite fairs in Indiana, Lake County, up at Crown Point, Indiana. Had a nice show, had great weather. The mules performed great. And then we moved from there. We went home, turned the mules all out from the play and exercise, and we reloaded to come back up to the Illinois State Fair on Saturday. And we've been here since Saturday, and now we had our show this morning, and we had the grand champion mule, which was Hope, which is a mule that was an orphan. And, you know, she won last year, and she won again this year.
Well, it sounds like you've been having a great summer so far, and I'm so glad that you brought up Hope, because I remember her story, and so I was excited to come to the barn. And when I stopped in earlier and talked to Diane, your wife, and you weren't here, I said, "How's Hope doing?" And she said, "Well, she's doing great," and so happy that she won. And so you guys basically bottle fed her and raised her, and she's doing fine now?
Yes, her mother died when she was 6 days old. And we tried to bottle feed her, we failed, and we ended up having some full milk that we bought just for a horse, and we basically took my hand in the bucket and put it on her lips, and she would lick on it, and she would suck my finger, but she would not ever suck that bottle. And finally, she knew how to drink. She stuck her head in the bucket, and from then on, it was a go, 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 and we fed her four times a day or five times a day, and she had no mother. We couldn't leave her home because there was nobody to take care of her, so we loaded her in the trailer, and she went through all the fairs, even though there wasn't a class for her, but we had to take care of her, and we made a sign to talk about, you know, what she'd been through, that she was an orphan. And, you know, it was kind of a cool, you know, a lot of people asked a lot of questions, and, you know, we'll do it again. You know, I'm not going to lose a colt if I can help it.
Yeah. Well, you guys obviously did a great job raising her, and now she's a winner at the Illinois State Fair. So what a great story. Showing the mules and taking them to these fairs and different shows, your family is involved. They help out with this, and they enjoy it.
Yes, my wife, Diane, and my son Courtney and his wife Molly and the two girls, Sophie and Isabella, they've really stepped up, and you know, they just love the mules. And you know, we were making them catch the mules, taking them out and getting a drink. So it was good for the mules and the good for the girls to have to go catch the mules, go take them down, get a drink, bring them back. You know, that's four times a day. Instead of just carrying the water to them, they had to go. It was a positive for everything. I thought it was kind of maybe stupid when we started, but then I realized, oh, my son's a school teacher. He knows how to deal with these kids.
So it kept the mules busy and kept the girls busy.
Yes. And now tonight we've got some hitch classes. We have a junior driver, so Isabella's going to drive, and they told me they was going to make her cut a figure eight. So I told her, okay, go over here to the dirt and make an eight. Keep making some eights, so when we get to driving, we're going to practice making a figure eight. Making a figure eight, where you start and where you end up at on it. So that's what we got going for tonight. And then I got a two mule hitch that I'm going to drive, and a unicorn. That's two in the back and the one in the front, and then drive a four mule hitch.
And it takes some technique to driving these mules, especially when you're talking about turning in a figure eight. You don't have a steering wheel, you have reins, and so you can't pull too hard. You know, you got to know what you're doing, right?
Yes, the mules drive entirely different than the horse. They drive which they call a loose line, and for me to make them turn, all I got to do is just kind of flip the line on the leaders, and they're going to come. You know, and the leaders, that's the only place they ever work is out front. They don't ever work on the wheel. They only work out front.
And you probably have a lot of practice getting them to learn how to do that and being prepared for these shows?
Yes. I mean, I've had the mules here for several years, especially the leaders. And, you know, they are good. And the one mule that we only used the one of them for the unicorn. And she would probably rank up there as the best unicorn mule ever had.
Wow. Well, I hope the rest of your shows go well. I know after today, I think you're pretty much wrapping up at the state fair.
Home tonight. Like I said, my daughter-in-law and son are school teachers, so they're going back to their other job, and I pretty much hold down the fort. Now, we're all going to go. We have all going to DuCoin and show down, and the girls will all be out of school, and as soon as school is out on Friday, bamboo down to DuCoin and show, and then they'll be back Monday morning, go back to school.
Well, it's going to be a busy end to the summer for them, but it sounds like it's been a lot of fun. And, Ed, how many mules do you have at home, and how many did you have here at the fair?
We brought everything from home because it's easier to take care of them here than it is having both places. So we brought 10 mules. We brought 10 mules and a genet up here. The only thing that didn't come was a Shetland pony and our breeding jack.
Ed Murphy of Murphy's Mules in Farmersville. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.